This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Tommy, you're not going to like this.
What?
And I want to say up front.
Okay.
This is not me talking. This is science. It's the study talking.
What's the science say?
Well, it actually all makes sense. The smaller the guy, the more difficult life becomes. Because marriage is all about the roles you take on.
Mm.
And if both of you require a step stool for certain tasks, you're hanging out in the break room. It's just classic rock, 96.5 WCMF. We'll jump right in.
Go ahead.
All right. So we know, much to the chagrin of Tommy Mulay and all the other short kings out there, women prefer taller men.
Yeah.
Not breaking news.
Yeah. It's very shallow.
Yeah. What we did not know, however,
what's that?
Is if being with a taller man made for a better relationship after the decision has been made. We have that answer now.
Okay.
And it is a resounding yes.
They don't want us.
No, it's not that they don't want you, because they chose you. No, they chose you.
Yeah, but they prefer.
Buyer's remorse is what this is.
Big man.
A new study involving almost 8,000 women found that women with tall husbands were happier in their marriages.
Sexually or just all around?
Period. Overall happiness in their marriages. Tall husbands make women happier in their marriages.
Oh.
And it seems this could all be cavewoman type of stuff.
Okay.
Women with taller husbands saw them more as protectors than smaller husband women. Women with taller husbands viewed their husbands as more elite as far as reproduction. By the way, there is nothing scientifically that says taller guys are better at making kids than shorter
but
guys.
But she just thinks, I'm going to get a better kid.
Better baby.
Yeah. Out of his batch.
Better big baby.
Big batch boy.
Big batch baby
big
boy.
Big bad boy.
Big old batch baby boy.
All right.
Also, women with taller husbands said they themselves felt more feminine.
All right.
Okay.
Something as simple as being able to wear high heels was a huge thing in this study.
Yeah, I understand that aspect.
Another big thing that kept coming up amongst these women, I'm going to read a quote from the study.
Yeah.
Are you ready? I want to be able to hug him with my arms and reach up around his neck.
Okay. Can't do that.
Not like the middle school dance.
Yeah.
Where you're,
yeah, I get it.
No, she's just painting a picture.
We already got the picture.
We do radio.
Well, that was still a time in your life where like the boys hadn't grown yet, so all the girls were taller than the boys.
And she's speaking from experience.
Well, she was a tall girl.
She still is a tall
girl. She's a big old girl.
All right, Tommy.
So it's kind of almost like the trophy wife idea. It's like a trophy husband. Like, you're kind of showing him off.
Yeah, but I mean,
or you feel like a taller guy is easier to show off in a way.
So, I mean, part of it is
my
that.
Big, strong man.
Yeah, I mean, I get that from here. But, I mean, I do find it interesting. It goes deeper than just that. Like, the elite reproduction thoughts.
Yeah.
The fact that they felt more feminine as women. The fact that they want to be able to have to reach up to hug.
So they don't want a boy husband.
Well, no, because here's the thing.
They want a boy man.
They chose a boy husband. And we're not here saying that women who have short husbands aren't happy.
Sounds like they're not satisfied.
Well, no. It just says that women with tall husbands are happier.
Right.
Your wife could be happy. Yeah, what? Yeah, she's fine.
I ain't asking.
Yeah, she's fine.
I'm not going to ask.
How's this make you feel?
It's not good.
What do you mean it's not good?
This is like being like at the bottom of every list. I mean, I'm quiet. I'm easy.
I'm sorry, what? Wait, you want back that you're quiet?
Like in the morning. I would think I'm neat and I'm smaller, so I don't take up a lot of space.
Fit in most overhead compartments in airplanes. No, I mean, all of that didn't show up in the study, but yeah, that's a fine thing to think. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. All right, I know we have a saying on this show, right. Women write, men call.
Yeah.
And women, for some reason...
I don't know.
Don't have a problem calling the show because they feel like they're going to be jumped on.
No.
All right? Ladies?
Well, apparently they don't want me to jump on them because I'm too small. Okay, if I was a big old radio guy, they'd be lining up.
You can get help.
Yeah.
If these women call to confirm or dispel this study.
I can't. The help don't help.
Well, here, the help don't help.
Because I'm not going to grow. Okay. What do I do?
Look, you hear all this stuff, and it's not good for short guys.
Right? No.
And I feel for you, little buddy. I do.
Stop calling me little buddy.
Okay, sorry. Tiny pal. But I think there's an argument to be made that this study could actually help shorter men when it comes to long-term relationships. Mm. Because what we're learning here, Kimmy, women subconsciously, they want...
They want some house ape.
They want to feel protected.
Yeah.
They want their husband to make 1,000 babies, and they want to feel feminine around their man. All you short kings out there have to do is find a way to make your wives feel that way without using your height. 252-WCMF.
So I walk around swinging my dong?
The dong has nothing to do with any of this.
I got starting a Model T.
What does the dong have to do?
See, well, dong is manly.
You're already not listening.
There's nothing more manly than a dong.
No, really? How does your dong protect her?
I whip it out and people freak out and run away.
How does your dong make her feel feminine?
I use it on her. Well, wouldn't a penis on you make you feel like a woman?
Kimmy, I don't remember that verse from the Shania Twain song.
I think you want to rephrase that.
A penis on me! Give me a penis!
On a woman.
Shut up! That's how the song goes!
I don't know Shania Twain.
Kimmy, does a penis on a woman make her feel more
like feminine? Like when your man is on you and you're being intimate.
Yeah, but you're already to that point. We're talking about
when you feel
initial
the penis
attraction.
On you. Can I say...
When you say on,
well, I can't,
do you just like lay it on
I can't
there?
Say... Can I say...
No, you can't. You
well, then
can't.
I have to say on.
What am I supposed to go? I have been painted into a corner with my penis.
When you feel the saying. Penis on your walls, does it make you feel feminine?
Oh,
can I say that?
God, you did.
Oh, I nailed it.
No, you didn't.
I didn't get delayed.
That doesn't mean it's a good thing.
No.
And by the way, the FCC just called. That's now illegal to say, too.
The walls? Your lady walls.
Add feel the penis the on the lady walls?
When his penis is rubbing your lady walls. Doesn't that make you feel
but
like
again,
a woman?
But again, you all have a penis, so how does that make you different?
Kimmy asked a good question.
What was it?
You all have a penis, so how does that make you any different from the next guy?
But, well, that's all I got.
No, you're not listening.
Never do.
Okay, again.
Well, I'm way down here. I can't hear.
This study, I'm trying to help you,
I'm
man.
Listening.
I'm trying to help you. You're not. Listen.
Like, I bet you he doesn't have one of these. Oh, he does? He has that too? Okay, never mind.
How about a nose? What this study clearly shows us.
Yeah.
With women being happier, women married to tall husbands being happier in their marriage. They want to feel protected. They want their husband to make them 1,000 babies, and they want to feel feminine around them.
All right.
252-WCMF. What can a short man do to fulfill those needs without their height? Because there are other things you can do than being 6 foot to make a woman feel protected.
Well, I wanted that gun.
No, protected, not... under assault all the time. See, you don't even have a gun. You're being dangerous with your finger.
Yeah, it was last night.
Saw that coming.
Went off a couple of times.
Uh-huh.
With your mama.
By the way, I do find it funny. I'm going to talk to Kimmy now.
Yeah.
I'm going to talk to Kimmy. I find it funny that women subconsciously feel that a 6 foot man is automatic safety.
Yeah.
Because there are plenty of soft boys that are 6 foot one and
sure.
higher.
Yeah.
Right? There are things you can do, Tommy, where your wife will feel more feminine.
Such as?
Feminine around
feminine. Okay. Feminine.
All right, you specifically can't do that because of your wardrobe, but...
What?
I mean, if you...
What about my wardrobe?
If you put a little work in as a shorter guy, Kimmy, there are things you can wear, there are actions you can take where your wife will feel more feminine with you. It kind of like contributes to like Napoleonic complex, right? Maybe that's why...
What do you mean by that, though? Like,
what could I do as a little guy to make her feel like...
To make... Yeah, her feel more protected by what you're wearing.
Okay, so your husband makes you feel protected only because of his size?
Yeah, he's a large person.
So that's it. There's nothing else that he does where you feel protected
around
him.
I just think he's like a physically imposing person.
He is.
You could lift weights and be smaller.
Yeah, but then you just look like an Italian jerk.
How is that different from how you look right now?
I don't know. Regular Italian jerk.
No, I mean, in all seriousness.
I'm a soft Italian jerk.
Yeah, but if you get super jacked as a smaller person,
you look like a circus freak.
People are going to think like you have like small man syndrome, right? Like he's overcompensating.
You got no weenie.
Well, but
because that's what it says. It says that you got no chubby down there.
Taking the weenie out of it. I mean, Kimmy, you are overcompensating, though, because if you're doing it for this sake, to make your woman feel more protected
right.
and
like
more feminine.
Like if you're going overboard with it.
Okay, but is there something wrong with that? I'm asking sincerely. I mean, if we have this study that says women with taller husbands are happier than women with shorter husbands, and part of that is because they want to feel protected and they want to feel more feminine, what's the problem with going out of your way to make yourself feel more masculine, make her look at you as more masculine? But, by the way, that's even if you define that as masculine.
Yeah, I was
going
to say,
because
I think it has more to do with personality. Like, if you can work a room as a shorter guy, like, I think that is a turn on to a lot of women.
So if I walk in and I put everybody down, is that good?
not so much that, no. But like, if everybody's like kind of drawn to you because you're just like a person people want to be around.
What if you have a face that doesn't ever show happiness?
Well, then you're probably out of luck.
Not only
you can't show joy.
Not only does it not show happiness, it does not bring happiness. Yeah. It's never existed within happiness.
Like if you walk in and people are like, oh man, this dick's here again.
And that's not even, that's just Tommy trying to be masculine from a second ago.
That's working a room in the wrong way.
252 WCMF, 252-9263. A recent study of over 8,000 married women showed that women with taller husbands were happier in their marriages. They said they saw them as more protectors than smaller husbands. Women with taller husbands viewed their husbands as more elite as far as reproduction. Again, no scientific data suggests that. Women with taller husbands said they felt more feminine. And a quote I would like to again read from the study.
Yep.
I want to be able to hug him with my arms while they're reaching up around his neck.
Do you think that shorter guys have a better chance at somebody coming out of a bad relationship with a tall person?
Wait, you've been turned off of tall men?
Well, not so much that, but you realize like, oh, that wasn't as important in a relationship as I thought. So now it might be like your time to shine. Like, hey, you don't need a tall guy for what you need. I don't know.
She's trying to help you. I know, not really. I am.
Hey, you know, maybe you could back into one of these relationships.
Well, not so much that, but people like, you know, initially you think the height and the size is more important than it is.
Okay.
And you're going to get people who have to have a few relationships to realize that.
So that's going to be a damaged woman.
No.
You're not helping.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
Well, you're saying like she's gone through like a bad relationship.
She learned that like that's not the type of man that she should be going for. Not that she's a damaged person.
No, but she probably dated a lot of those guys.
Yeah.
And now she's like settling for your...
Not settling. She's realizing
you did describe kind of
settling. Yeah, it's like... Yeah, it's a damaged
settling because now she's realizing that you're the better option.
Yeah, you, yeah.
Yeah.
I had to try all the other stuff before
I'll try you.
Well, Kimmy, you're the only one in this room that can answer that question because you are a taller woman.
Yeah.
She's never dated short, ever.
Well,
No.
Dated people like my same height.
That's still tall. You're a tall person.
Yeah.
You're a tall person. You've dated plenty of tall jerks, I'm assuming?
Tall jerks,
okay,
yeah.
So after you were done with a tall jerk, did you ever feel like I want to go find a short guy?
No, but I was still young. I don't know.
She wasn't mature enough to understand.
The ways of a small man with small hands.
We got messages coming in on Instagram.
By the way, I have nice hands for a lady.
You have nice hands for a lady. Yes.
I mean,
for a man
to touch a lady with. I would think a woman would want my hand.
You're a well manicured person,
right? I would think like my hand on you would feel nice, like caressing you.
Okay.
See, like your bosoms.
I've heard you have nice hands a thousand times,
and your little tummy. And then below.
We got Instagram messages coming in. Duffy and WCMF, the easiest way to get us. Troy writes us, and I'm going to write it the way I'm assuming he's saying it. You ready? Bro, I'm only 5'5", and my fiance knows she's protected. Helps that I'm former special forces.
Well, yeah, you're trained, man.
Matt, well, why don't you become special forces?
I have been told I was special in school. I actually went to special classes. And then I went to special after school stuff. So maybe I am special forces.
Well, look, I got good news for you. Mm-hmm. People are coming to the defense of short kings out there.
Yeah.
Nissa writes us on Instagram, breaking news. Study shows that women who date taller men like taller men. Of course they're going to compliment them. They are into taller men.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, Nick, this is why guys can't ever meet women the right way. As to why women may like taller men,
yeah.
he writes, they're going for taller men, hoping for King Dongula.
What?
King
Dongula?
Dongula. Is that?
Okay.
Is that King Kong?
Yeah.
But with a dong? Why wouldn't you just go with King Dong?
Oh, you could also go with Dongzilla.
Okay, that too.
Oh, okay.
Which is an actual porn.
I thought they're going for Dracula.
I also heard Dracula, but like the best of the Draculas. Yeah. Also, he's got a giant penis.
But it's very pale.
Well, so's mine. It gets the job done.
Yeah.
Now, here's the thing. You know, so far, this entire discussion has been doom and gloom for all of you shorties.
Yeah, yeah, there's no hope.
But it's not all bad. In this study, they found that 37% of women wanted to be, or, I'm sorry, 37% of women wanted to be with men shorter than they are.
So they want a short rub.
Yeah, so about 4 in 10 women.
All right.
Yeah.
So they're out there.
Yeah, okay. However, women, 55% of them said they wanted to marry a taller man.
Even though,
marry a taller man.
Even though they would be with a little guy,
55%.
They want to settle with a bigger guy.
Spend their life
with
a taller man.
You're still screwed if you're mate.
Well, no, but that means 45% of women say they don't need a man to settle down with that's taller than them. That's a pretty deep pond.
But it still sounds like they would still take the taller dude.
Oh!
It's just like, you know, it's not like a deal breaker if you're little.
Yeah, but
But they would still be looking over the horizon for, like, a taller dude.
Take whatever good news you can get.
I got it.
Okay.
Yeah.
There could be more good news for you. We know that women with taller husbands report having happier marriages. That is a fact. Okay. We have it in front of us. But there's actually, according to this study, a shot clock on that.
What do you mean?
Marriage satisfaction, according to this study, tall versus short, began to even out after 18 years of marriage.
Hmm.
So after you had been married 18 years, all of a sudden that tall guy was not the one that...
It's taller guys, maybe they have more health issues.
No.
Well, the
and that
age,
weighs on your relationship.
Well, they start to... Well, you're also getting older, to her point.
Yeah.
The scientists theorize it's not the health issue.
Okay.
It has something to do with reproduction.
Hmm. Well, but why are you looking at reproduction after 18 years?
So, what I'm getting at is we found out earlier in the study that women see tall men as guys that are really good at making babies.
Yeah.
And the scientists that did this study theorize after women are past the age where their body is screaming they want to make kids, height doesn't matter to them anymore.
So they're kind of done with your ass.
Well, not that they're done with your ass. They're just not looking.
It's just not.
So they shines off the ball.
The point I'm making is this.
What?
If you're in your 40s and 50s and you're a shorter single guy, you are coming into your sexy era, baby. Now you're back on an even playing field.
Okay.
Potentially.
So you can go back out there.
So I guess in
she's going to get her a my-sized Ken. Could share clothes and everything.
So you got to play the long game if you're my height.
Well, like, luckily for you, you're so bad at relationships. You got to play the long game. Like, because you did. You dated.
Yeah.
Like two or three women when, you know, after your last divorce.
Yeah.
You won't go date me. I'll touch your walls. So, I mean, I guess after all this discussion.
It's not good.
No, but it doesn't even apply to you. Like, your wife, you know, would not look at you. Even when you first met, is someone that's going to give her a ton of babies.
Well, at my age, no.
That's my point.
Not a priority.
Yeah. Yeah.
Father time showing up.
All right, let's take a break.
Not good.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces, like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Getting away with a crime like this is not easy.
Yeah.
Everything in this situation is working against you.
Oh.
So you'd think you'd want to be as sharp as possible if this was the road you were going to go down.
Okay.
Well, if the accusations here are true, this woman decided not to follow that plan.
Okay.
You're hanging out in the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. The story comes to us from the town of Greece. Police out that way were called for reports of a burglary at a vacant home on Kirkwood Drive around 5 p.m.
Mm.
So it's daylight.
Yeah.
Through photos and videos sent from inside the house, police say they confirmed it was a specific 49-year-old woman.
Oh.
Like they knew who this woman was.
Yeah.
While police were on the scene investigating the burglary and break-in, according to News 8, the woman accused of the burglary returned in a car.
Okay. Wait, she showed back?
Yep.
Okay.
And parked it a short distance away.
To watch?
Sly move.
Don't know.
Okay.
Police noticed and detained her immediately.
All right.
They also say the items she stole were sitting in the passenger seat of said car down the street from the place she burglarized.
What are you doing?
In plain view.
Jesus Christ.
All right, so here's the thing.
Yeah.
She's already been busted for burglary. Can't get much worse.
No.
Right? Wrong!
What else?
Police say when they got her out of the car, they suspected her to be under the influence of alcohol.
Oh.
She was arrested for not only the burglary, but also a DWI.
Oh, but she brought all on herself.
Yeah.
By the way, she also has two previous DWIs, according to police.
Why not?
So she was detained and taken to the Monroe County Jail.
Mm.
She has a court date coming up. Did she commit a drunken burglary?
Sounds like it, yeah.
If the allegations are true? All right, so like that doesn't seem like the smartest idea.
Yeah, you should probably do that sober.
Right.
Drink, celebrate later.
Because like if you're stone sober, breaking into a house and getting away with it right now is tough. You got cameras and alarms everywhere. Yeah,
you got to be sharp.
Even in this story, yes, Gibby, she was on multiple cameras inside and outside the home. I'm trying to figure out here.
Yeah.
If the allegations are true, did she work up the nerve to do this?
Oh.
By having a few drinks.
Liquid muscles.
Or did she rob the place because she was drunk and maybe her judgment wasn't the best at the moment?
I could have gone either way. You're right.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Because, Tommy, there are happy drunks, angry drunks, quiet drunks, loud drunks. But I would argue the worst drunk you're going to spend time with.
Who's that?
Is the thieving drunk.
Thieving
the criminal drunk.
Well, criminal drunk and thieving drunk are two different drunks.
Because
there is a specific kind of drunk person, and the phone number is 252-WCMF, where they get a couple of drinks in them, and all of a sudden.
Yeah, I'm going to know. I'm going to take this.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's mine. It's mine now.
Yeah. They have the stickiest fingers in the world. And it always happens when they hit a certain level of intoxication.
Yeah. Get drunk and rob a bank.
Well, not that. Okay, I've never
But that's a mentality.
I mean, most of the time when you're out with this person, they're trying to like take signs
stupid
from the
stuff.
Bar.
Yeah, like a napkin holder.
Shoes from somebody's house, right?
Yeah.
I've never heard of someone deciding to commit a B&E.
Yeah, like
I've only known one person that did that years ago.
A drunken thief?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, comic.
Okay.
He ended up dying in his father's house that he was robbing while his father was being buried at a funeral home. True story. He thought, like, he was at his dad's funeral realizing, hey, nobody's back at the house. I'll go back there and rob it.
Okay.
He was fat and out of shape. He had a massive heart attack crawling through the window. They found him dead.
That's a story.
In the house. That's an actual story.
Karma.
Yeah.
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 Okay, wait a minute. That's not the only guy you knew. Because I remember a story you telling that you and your comic buddies.
Oh, yeah. Yes. We used to steal bar signs and restaurant signs. Yeah. And plants.
So how did you forget that?
I forgot. And then we used to bring them over to my sister's house.
Are you this guy? Are you the drunken thief?
You kind of have the look. With your dainty little hands.
Yes. I guess I am. I am that man.
All right, Kimmy, when you're out with the drunken thief,
yeah,
do you try to stop them or do you just let them go and whatever happens, happens?
Usually I'm like, I don't know this person.
So you let them commit their own mistakes while they're under the influence of alcohol.
When somebody has that mentality, you cannot stop them. They will fight you on it.
Okay. Yeah, you're right. It does bring more attention.
Yeah. I'm just like, if you get caught, you get caught. But
don't make a fuss.
I don't know you right now.
All right, but the counter to that is you don't know how the bar or the homeowner is going to react if they catch them stealing, because there are folks who will just be like, get out of here.
Yeah.
There are other folks, like, you remember a couple years ago during Bill's training camp, a drunken woman stole a Josh Allen cardboard cutout out of a bar in Pittsburgh.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, she got in trouble for it, right?
Yeah, they
she returned it.
Yes, but they released the video, police did, to like, and they did like a manhunt, a woman hunt to find this person. So, like, I'm sure that woman who, while drunk stealing that thing, thought no big deal.
It was like a gag almost.
Well, now her face is all over all of Rochester News.
Right. Yeah.
So, I mean, Kimmy, if you leave them to their own devices, they could be ruining their lives.
Yeah, like, I guess you might try initially to, like, take it out of their hands and put it back, but if they're going to put up a fight, I'm not getting hurt over this.
Okay. 252-WCMF. We're talking about this 49-year-old woman happened out in Greece around 5 p.m. earlier this week. Police were called for a burglary at a vacant home on Kirkwood Drive in daylight, 5 p.m. Police say she was on camera inside and outside the house burglarizing. When they went to investigate, they noticed that she had driven back to the scene of the crime down the street in a car. All of the things police say she stole were in plain view on the front seat. And they also say when they got her out of the car, she appeared to be intoxicated. She was arrested for a DWI. She has two previous DWIs. So with that and the burglary charge, she was detained and taken to the Monroe County Jail.
It's quite a full afternoon.
And the question is she robbing the house if the allegations are true because she's drunk and her judgment is down, or did she want to rob this house and she needed the liquid courage to pull this off? You know, if she had to drink to work up the courage to commit the crime, do you think that's common?
Oh, probably, yeah. Especially like you're new to it, right?
So you're saying you have the idea in your head that you're going to commit this crime before getting drunk.
Yes.
And then you turn to the booze to help you do it.
I'm too nervous to do this sober.
To take the edge off.
Yeah,
I bet you a lot of people do that. People do that just in general with big things in their lives.
Sure, but again, like, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I said could be.
If I'm a maintenance drinker and I'm going to have a couple of drinks to go do my job, it's low stakes.
Yeah.
I mean, yes, if I get caught drinking, I could be in serious trouble, but I've done this before, no big deal.
Yeah.
If the alcohol causes me to get caught doing this crime, I mean, my name's in the paper, my face is in the paper, I could be going to jail. Like, that's high stakes stuff, man.
Yeah, but she may not care.
Okay.
She may be at that point in her life where... who cares?
Okay. You know, all right, serious question.
Mm-hmm.
If I get hammered drunk and I burglarize a house, can I use that as a defense in court?
Oh, absolutely. They love that.
Didn't know what I was doing. Is that...
Well,
I was too drunk to understand what I was doing.
I'm not in my
that
right
thing
mind.
I initiated?
Yes, but I'm not in my right mind. Like,
I don't think it works.
Because you still made the decision to drink.
Okay, but all right, hear me out.
There was a guy that tried to sue a casino. Because he lost he lost $1 million at a casino because he was drunk.
Talking about that Asian businessman?
No, he was the owner of the Philadelphia
Eagles. Oh, yes.
And he lost $1 million in Atlantic City, but he was drunk at the tables, and he said it was their fault because he was drunk, and he did not win that argument.
Okay. But, like, when it comes to crime, right? Like, if I am arrested for and sentenced for committing a crime, it's because I consciously made a decision.
Yeah.
I am not in my right mind if I'm hammered drunk, right?
Yeah, but you... did that to yourself.
Okay.
So I don't think it works. Because I can also say I was drunk behind the wheel, but, you know, I got away from it.
Yeah, it's a good call.
Right?
That's a really good call. All right. You know, alcohol quiets your inhibitions. Going back to that whole, like, the drunken thief.
Mm.
Alcohol makes you more of the person you would be if your self-control wasn't there to stop
it's a truth serum.
Yeah. So does that mean then, as we talk about the drunken thieves,
yeah.
would these people be stealing everything?
Or they're dying to steal
yes,
something?
Yes, that's what I mean. Yeah. Yes. Like if they didn't have some kind of moral compass or fear of getting caught yeah. holding them back, if you invited them over to your house, would everything start to go missing?
Yeah. Because anytime somebody's drunk and they say whatever comes out of their mouth drunk, that's the truth.
Do you believe that?
That's exactly how they feel.
Really?
Because everything's exposed and they're not thinking clearly. Because, yeah, everybody, you know, you watch your tongue, watch your manners, watch your mouth. You get drunk, that's where the truth comes out.
I don't believe that.
I don't know. I think, like, that you can get
because
to a point,
every
though,
time,
where you're just saying stuff because it's whoever's in front of you. You know what I mean?
But that's how they really want to be. If there was no restrictions, there was no laws, we got all the rules of this great country, right? And you could just spew whatever you want. That's what a drunk does.
I don't know. I could give somebody a pass on that once.
I guess it depends on what comes out of their mouth.
Yeah, true.
I don't know. Like, you've never given someone a pass that said or did something, and when they go, look, man, I was really drunk, I'm sorry?
Yeah, but I knew they were... Yes, but I know that was the truth.
Huh.
I mean, I've been around a lot of drinkers.
Yeah.
And I've heard a lot of crap, and that's kind of what their personality was when the mask comes off.
Okay.
Because that's what alcohol does. It takes the mask off, because now alcohol's running the show.
Okay, look, I'm not saying that's not always the case. But it does feel like a massive oversimplification.
Yeah.
Is that fair?
Well, thank you.
No, what?
That's the alcohol talker.
I mean, I guess if they say something like very specific that hurts you, maybe yes, then you're right. Like maybe that's something they actually feel or think when they're sober. But I've seen people just spew crap and take their out their drunken anger on somebody who didn't deserve it.
By the way, you being the drunk that you are, I wouldn't say what you're saying out loud. Everything I say to you drunk, I mean it. That's how I really feel. I'm Tommy Boulay.
All right, I take it back.
Oh, we got Instagram messages coming in. You can always get us at Duffy on WCMF. You know, I had asked, if I am super drunk and I burglarize a house, can my defense be I was too drunk? This is not me. I was not in my right state of mind. Tom writes, telling the court you committed a crime under the influence is the fastest way to end up in rehab or drug court. Is that better?
Well, rehab sounds like better than jail.
Yeah.
Regular
jail. Maybe the better bad option.
Yeah, you don't get BF'd therapy.
Well, I guess it depends on what you're into. But
unless
no,
you want to pay the
it is something you have to commit to, though.
Well, that's assuming you would get jail in the first place for a single burglary. Yeah, I mean, maybe you end up in a place you don't want to be when the punishment wouldn't have been that severe.
Yeah.
But then again, it's kind of hard to argue you're not an alcoholic or drug addict if you do commit a crime while under the influence. Like, even if you're not, like, what leg do you have to stand on?
Yeah, you look pretty guilty.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, And you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads and grow your business fast.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Oh, buddy, this would be a big deal.
What's that?
It'd be definitely a move away from the modern music that the NFL seems to be pushing during Super Bowl halftime shows. But there's one little detail here that maybe suggests this has a better chance of happening than we think.
Oh.
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. Your Buffalo Bills kick off the preseason live right here on CMF, 1 o'clock against the New York Giants. And we're still a full month away from the regular season starting. But the NFL does not stop.
Oh, no.
And there is now talk about who will be performing at this year's Super Bowl halftime
show. What's the buzz?
Well, there have been rumors floated that this year's Super Bowl halftime performer may be Metallica.
Sounds a little rough for that crowd.
For the Super Bowl crowd?
No, but I mean, like, the point. It's like, you know, you're trying to appeal to everybody.
Okay, so Kimmy, the rumors involving them being the Super Bowl halftime show revolve around it's being played in their hometown of San Francisco.
Okay.
In an interview this week, Metallica drummer Lars Ulrich said they'd absolutely do it. Of course you
would. What, he would?
Why would you not do it?
The world's largest stage and he wants it?
So fun fact, I don't think you get paid to do that show.
Well,
it's more free advertising.
Yes, I mean, everybody who does it, they make a ton of money off of streaming.
Right.
But it is interesting, the NFL, a billion-dollar industry, who is having their biggest event.
So they don't pay, like, the scale-going...
whatever their normal concert rate.
Yeah.
Can you Google what you get paid? Because I've heard before they don't pay.
Because they're only playing one or two tunes. So, yeah, you wouldn't get, like, the full concert.
Okay, but, like, yeah, fine.
I get a discount at Beyonce.
But still, I mean, I guess they don't need you, but you're still making an unbelievable amount of money.
Oh, the exposure.
No, I mean the NFL off this one game.
So the Super Bowl halftime performers do not receive a standard performance fee from the NFL. Instead, the NFL covers production costs, travel expenses.
You do it for your
country.
They
do get a minimal fee based on union contracts.
Okay, so like you said, scale.
Yeah.
All right. So Lars Ulrich gets $300 to play the drums at the Super Bowl. Not that Metallica needs
to. Same, he would get a Lovin' Cup.
So if Metallica were to be the Super Bowl halftime show, they would be the first rock band to perform at halftime.
I thought the Stones did it.
Since The Who in 2010. See, this is a fun thing about sentences. Once you let them finish, there's more information.
I used to be in a show with half sentences.
By the way, that's only if you don't count Coldplay as a rock band because they've played more recently.
That's not really hard. Rock band.
I said that if you don't count Coldplay.
Soft ass rock.
But even further, there has never been a metal band to perform at the Super Bowl halftime show.
Yeah, because it's not. It doesn't have mass appeal.
I would argue Metallica is the rare occasion. I don't know. I mean, am I wrong?
They have some hits that most people would at least recognize.
Yeah,
right?
But do I want to? Am I going to sit and watch it?
I would love to watch Metallica.
I don't think my wife's going to watch Metallica.
Okay.
Did she watch Kendrick Lamar?
I'd have to ask her.
You were there. You were at the house with the Super Bowl.
I don't remember.
I mean, Kimmy brings up a good point. I mean, Kendrick Lamar, unless you were of a certain age.
Oh, that one last year?
Like, I don't know what this music is.
Oh, no, we saw it all on social media.
That thing was crazy. The last couple have been nuts.
Bring back Paul McCartney!
What was that, Weekend
the
guy?
The Weekend. That was a weird halftime show. I was looking forward to that, and I was very... And then Rihanna.
I like Rihanna.
Oh, look at you. Look at you.
I like the... Why don't they get that Sabrina Carpenter girl?
I don't think she's big enough.
Not big enough. She's the biggest thing around. Except she's like this big.
She'll probably be there eventually.
She's adorable.
Okay, little.
See, that's got mass appeal.
What, Sabrina? No, it doesn't. Because other than creeps like you, I don't think.
I don't look at her as a creep. I think she's a fine performer. And she's cute.
Kimmy?
Yeah.
Would Metallica at the Super Bowl halftime show work?
I think it works.
They're not that cute.
Really? Have you seen Lars lately?
Yeah, he looks dead.
Because we've also talked about how some of the bands that they've had in the past, some of the people they've brought out, like, I think they are trying to reach us, like, millennial-aged people.
What do you mean by that? Like, give me an example.
What was the one? Like when they had like Eminem and 50 Cent.
Oh, yeah.
Like that group, like that felt like that was really for us.
Let's get Nelly out there.
They did.
I think with Metallica, you kind of get the millennial Gen X group, and so that maybe they're targeting that for some reason.
Well, let's not forget Metallica had from a pop culture standpoint, a big resurgence on the Stranger Things soundtrack a couple of years ago.
Okay.
So, like, my kids are aware.
It does span a few generations of people.
I have a Metallica record that my now 12-year-old bought.
Because of that TV show?
Yeah, she loves Stranger
Things. So, they've never done country? Or do they?
Trying to think.
Did Garth do it?
Because
he would be the guy.
Did Garth do it in the 90s? Because the first ever.
Well, don't forget, he had a long break where he wasn't around.
Yeah, doing the Chris Gaines thing. The first ever major production Super Bowl halftime show was Super Bowl 27 in Pasadena, Bills Cowboys. That was the Michael Jackson show.
Yeah.
And that's because, fun fact, this is 100% true. You remember the show In Living Color?
Yeah.
So the year before that, In Living Color did a Super Bowl halftime show.
Like a joke.
Yeah. They did like a 15-minute sketch show that they started and ended in the halftime Super Bowl on Fox, and they took like half the Super Bowl's audience away.
Oh.
So the NFL was like, we have to stop that from happening again. That's what invented these major productions, starting with Michael Jackson.
Okay.
So
there's your fun fact of the day.
Look at that.
Another fun fact. The only Super Bowl halftime show that was solely dedicated to country music was in 1994. It was Clint Black, Tanya Tucker, Travis Tritt, and the Judds.
All at once?
The Judds. And that's like 17 people, the Judds.
Yeah.
And it says Shania Twain did make an appearance as a guest during a halftime show in 2003.
So that was in Atlanta then, the one you're describing, Bills.
So she must have walked on?
Bills Cowboys.
With somebody else?
In 2003. Yeah, she was with No Doubt and Sting in 2003.
I don't remember that either.
I don't either.
Sting was at the Super Bowl halftime show?
In 2003.
Man, where the hell was I?
Jazzy Sting.
Mike writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. Again, Metallica is being floated in rumors as the halftime show performer at the Super Bowl this year. They are from San Francisco. The Super Bowl is in San Francisco. Metallica drummer Lars Ulrich said, yeah, we'll do it. Mike writes us, I never understood why they don't have a country music star, given the fact that most NFL fans, I would imagine, listen to country music. You know, it's funny when you think of what an NFL fan is.
Yeah.
Right? Because I guess everybody thinks NFL fans are what they are.
Yes.
Because they like the NFL.
Yeah.
The NFL fans are everybody.
Yeah. Country is the biggest music going.
For women.
Yes.
Like, I don't mean that as an insult.
No,
statistically,
no,
that's the case.
Yeah.
And I would get it if they had a country music artist, but I do think that country is the kind of music where you love it or you hate it.
But it's very poppy. Hmm.
It's also divisive.
Well,
but I don't know.
They don't seem
to stray away from that, though.
Say that again?
They don't seem to stray away from, like, an artist that, you know, only appeals to, like, whoever likes that genre.
Okay, let me put it this way. Let's use Kendrick Lamar and The Weeknd from the last couple of years. The numbers that we see for, like, people in the music
industry
show that women who like country also like to listen to Kendrick Lamar and The Weeknd and things like that. And there's several crossover pop artists that play both for here in town on The B and on PXY.
Gotcha.
However, people that enjoy Kendrick Lamar and The Weeknd first are never going to listen to The B. You get what I'm saying?
All right.
So for you to put out Kendrick Lamar, you're going to get some people that like country music. If you're going to put out country music, you're not going to get those other people.
All right.
But that would also be an argument against Metallica.
Yeah.
Because it's not like, unless you introduce your kid to Metallica.
Let's bring out Jelly Roll.
That might be a thing. Although I don't know if he's big enough right now either.
He's huge.
Again.
That guy's got to be 400 pounds.
He lost a lot of weight.
And he's got a crazy backstory.
Can I ask a question about Jelly Roll?
Yeah.
Because
I'm
not a country music person.
Yeah.
All right. So Jelly Roll's big thing is
he looks like he could be a member of your family. Like, if you told me you were related to Jelly Roll, I would not question it.
Jelly Roll Duffy?
Yeah. He's got a lot of Duffy in that boy. As a matter of fact, that's one of his biggest tunes.
How's it go?
There's a lot of Duffy in this boy. That's why I'm so fluffy. I got a little bit of Duffy.
No, I respect it, right? Like the guy, good for him.
It's amazing.
We know how hard it is to be a performer.
Bro.
We couldn't do it.
Yeah.
But like, okay, so the guy's backstory is he was in a bad way, committing crimes, goes to jail, drug addict, alcoholic, all that stuff, right? Turns his life around.
Mm-hmm.
But he still does drugs and drinks?
Oh, does he still do drugs?
I thought he was clean.
I
don't know.
I think he sings a song about being sober.
Can you Google that? Because I saw an interview with him where he's like, yeah, I'll still imbibe in that stuff, but I'm not an addict.
Well, so maybe he's got a handle on it.
Okay. But then, like, he meets the love of his life, right?
Yeah.
But, like, they're in an open relationship.
Yeah. I mean, it's wild.
No, I mean, like, I'm not here. If it works for you, it works.
And imagine he looks like that and he's a superstar is insane.
Bro, he smokes marijuana.
Okay. All right.
So it says smoking marijuana has kept him sober.
Okay. So he's California sober.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
But, like, it's funny. You know, you go, he looks like that, and he's a star. Half the country artists that are popular right now, bro. They're the ugliest people you've ever seen in your life.
No, but he's got ugly all the way around.
No,
He Duffy ugly.
Really?
He got to
Not
Duffy.
Not like those good-looking mulets.
Handsome.
Yeah.
We're like little Sabrina Carpenter.
Uh-huh. Yeah, no, you are the height of Sabrina Carpenter. I agree with you. So, when it comes to the chances that Metallica has to be in this halftime show for the Super Bowl, it looks actually pretty decent. According to sports books that are taking bets on who will be the halftime performer, they have a 13% chance. There are four artists that have a higher percentage chance.
Oh. All right.
Bad Bunny, who Kimmy loves.
I do love Bad Bunny. Okay. I think he's hilarious.
But all of his music is in Spanish.
Yeah.
So I doubt that the
How
NFL
you doing
is,
that? Okay.
Well, the songs are on, they're pop songs.
Yeah, but I mean, if it's not in the same language, that's a little tough sell.
Okay. Miley Cyrus is ahead of Metallica.
All right.
I don't know why. She's not from Sanford. No, she's from Nashville.
No.
She has a phenomenal voice.
Yeah, she does. Syracuse.
She's got a lot of hits.
Syracuse resident Post Malone is ahead of
Okay,
Metallica.
You're thin Jelly Roll.
Jelly Roll Light.
He's like Jelly Roll and somebody sucked out all the jelly.
Oh, the one with the highest chance, according to sports books, is Jay-Z, and I believe that's because his production company is the one that puts on the halftime.
And you just had Beyonce for the last one, right?
No, Kendrick Lamar. We just said
She performed the Thanksgiving halftime show.
Christmas.
Was it Christmas? One of the holidays. One of the big games.
She came out on
the
horse.
Yeah.
Oh, but that was when Houston was playing. Okay.
Yeah, this ain't Texas.
Right. Gotcha.
This ain't Texas. And I hold him. I mean, I guess in that way, that was her country album. She performed at Christmas.
It actually worked out very
well.
Yeah. I mean, there's your crossover.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, man. I can't imagine Jay-Z at this age would want to do the halftime show.
Was he 80?
Yeah.
He's up there.
He's got to be 60.
I don't think he's 60.
If he ain't, he close.
Kimmy's on it. If he 80 close, I'm Tommy Mulet.
55.
55 years
old. Yeah, I think that's one of his tunes. If I ain't, I'm close, bring on Jelly Roll.
I didn't know that Jay-Z did a country.
He's you know, because of his wife doing it. He's also doing a little crossover.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.